The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilllovelradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by PromoDJ.com, AudioBoom.com, Clamor.com, SBSDesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music NYC.com, VintageSoulSupply.com, DiamondFuse.com, and ManhattanScreenPrint.com. Enjoy the show.
Warning, the broadcast you're about to listen to
is a politically incorrect area. All PC personnel entering these premises will encounter gravely offensive behavior and opinions. Rampant insensitivity has been authorized.
Hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in to another exciting episode of Open Bottle Talk. Right now, you wouldn't believe who I got here. It's Kelly. So Kelly, how you been since the last time I seen you?
Pretty good. Not bad.
That's it? Pretty good?
Does it? All right, let me see. Awesome. I've been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm awesome every day, all day.
Yeah. So what makes it so awesome since I haven't seen you in a while? What makes it so awesome?
Life is just awesome. I'm awesome. Life is awesome.
So nothing exciting happened since last time I seen you. Nothing happened. Nothing. Just wake up. It's awesome. Go to work. It's awesome. Traffic, awesome.
Absolutely.
Just everything's awesome.
Don't sing that stupid ass song. But yeah, everything is awesome.
What's awesome? What stupid song?
If you don't know it, I'm not gonna point it out. So
no, but what's the song?
There's a song that says like everything is awesome.
I think. Do you know how it goes?
I think it's from like the Lego movie or something.
Everything is awesome.
See, I knew that you see. Yeah.
No, that's it. So nothing to say anything interesting. Like you didn't see any bum fights. You didn't see nothing. Just everything's awesome. So there's like.
I have not done anything interesting. I go to work. That's pretty much it.
Nothing happened at work. Like fat people sit down and you laugh at them because they broke the chairs.
I laugh at people all the time, but that's because I'm a jerk.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Okay. So, all right, guys. We're going to get right into this. We've got something real special going on. We have, how many items are we going to be talking about today on today's show?
Looks like 5.
All right. Now, for you guys, we're going to be doing 5 today because 2 of them are going to be non-alcoholic. And there's a reason being there are special brewing processes the same way as beer goes that you can also make well-balanced non-alcoholic items. So we're going to also cover those as well on the talk show. So let's go ahead and take a look at what do we have here. So what beers do we have here or items, the name of the brewery, and the name of the item?
So like it would name all 5 of them?
No, name all 5 of them.
All right. So the first thing that I have here is it's Reed's Stronger Ginger Brew, all natural Jamaican style ginger beer.
All right. And that's a non-alcoholic item. We'll get more into that when we talk about this particular item. What's the next one?
The next one is Abita Purple Haze.
All right. And let's just keep going down the line.
All right. And we have Bundaberg.
All right. Bundaberg.
Non-alcoholic. Oh, you said that already. Root beer.
Absolutely. So there's an interesting story with this particular brewery. And we'll get into that as well. And let's find out what the last 2 are.
All right. The last 2, we have a Pyramid Robust Porter.
All right.
And last but not least, Woodchuck Hard Cider Pear.
All right, so if you guys haven't been paying attention, if you guys have been loyal listeners, Kelly basically based things upon usually what? What are some of the features that you usually, as of now, what do you normally base on your purchasing of items of beer? or anything of that nature. Ciders, beers, non-alcoholic, things like that. Usually, what is it based on?
Labels. Like, there's usually something about it that I find attractive. It's a pretty picture, or it's shiny, or something like that.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Out of all these, which one do you want to start off with first, based upon that girly type of behavior?
Okay. None of them have a really pretty label, but here's the deal. Just based purely off of what I would choose, I'm not going to do it, because I've read enough of it to know that I don't know if I'm going to be looking forward to it. I would honestly pick the Abita Purple Haze because it's purple.
So we're going by still a visual stimulation?
That would be normally what I would do. However, I've read a little bit, and I'm a little nervous. I'm a little scared of that one.
Well, then why don't we just get it out the way?
All right.
So in a moment here, we're going to start with the Abita Purple Haze, and we'll give you guys a little more description on who they are. Now, is there any beer that you're least looking forward to? Or let's say item, because there are two things here that are non-alcoholic. Is there anything here that you're least looking forward to?
It's probably kind of a toss-up here.
Like a salad?
That's gross.
All right.
Let me see. No, the ginger beer doesn't sound particularly interesting to me.
Okay.
Just by the flavor of ginger. And then this, the robust porter, if it's like a really dark beer, sometimes I'm a little nervous of those, because those strong flavors sometimes are a little much for me.
All right. So we're going to go ahead, guys. We're going to go ahead and be right back after these few messages. And we're going to go ahead and get started with this prison style of consumption of beer or non-alcoholic item. That's right. I said it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to happen whether you want it to or not. If you guys know Marisha Hargitay's number, please give her a call, because we're going to need a kit. Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
What are you going to do out after this podcast?
I'm not sure.
I think you should go over to obsbeers.com.
Really? Why should I go over there?
Because it's all about beer.
All about beer. All right, sounds like a plan. What am I going to see?
You're going to see all sorts of things like stupidity, beer knowledge. It's also a show full of assholes.
Show full of assholes, kind of like this one?
Absolutely. And also, if you don't want to check out obsbeers.com, you can just search Open Bottle Society on all social media.
All social media. Well, there's like 100 of them.
Oh, well, I can name off a few.
Okay.
Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. You can go to YouTube if you just don't want to go to obsbeers.com. You got us on Instagram. You can check us out on live. Periscope. You can definitely check us out live on Periscope.
All right.
And I think that, am I missing any?
I don't think so, but look, that's a lot of choices. I can find you in a lot of places.
Yes, you can. So I'm just saying, right after the show, you should get your ass over there to obsbeers.com.
You got it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. It's about that time to go ahead and get ourselves situated for a beer review right now here on Open Bottle Talk. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and, Kelly, you picked the first beer.
Yes, I did.
And what beer is it?
It is Abita Purple Haze.
Okay, and what we got here is we're going to be doing out of a 12-ounce bottle. And for those that don't like to follow the ounces, we've got a 355 ml bottle. And if you guys want to check these guys out, you guys can definitely head over to Abita.com. You guys can check them out again. And Abita is spelled ABITA.com. Definitely check these guys out. These guys are straight out of Louisiana. And the ABV on this particular beer is 4.2%. And here's a little thing here. Well, actually, I won't tell you what it says on the bottle, what exactly the flavor profile is. Let's just see if we can get it. So let's go ahead and crack this open. All right, there's that, and I'm going to give you some of it. And while I'm giving this to you, and I'll give you something a little bit later after the show, go ahead and describe what you're looking at here while I get myself situated, and give me a little something too.
What I'm looking at, it's one of the probably sort of one of the oddest colors I've probably seen.
What do you mean?
It is actually, it's kind of hazy.
Okay.
Which is funny because of the name. Right. So it's not like a clear liquid at all. It's very hazy, cloudy. But it's not like a real straight up golden kind of beer, typical beer color. It almost has like a pink. sort of tint to it, kind of a pink hue. It's kind of strange looking.
All right. Well, you're not too far off. So what we have here is an unfiltered beer. It's holding up the head pretty well. There is a pinkish, reddish.
Yeah.
There's some sort of a rust tint. So there is a red tint to this, or a light purple or pink, depending on what your eyes will allow you to have. Other than that, overall, how does it look to you visually? Is this something you would pick up? Does it look like beer? If you didn't know it was a beer, does its appearance look like a beer?
Oh, it definitely looks like beer.
Okay, fair enough. It also has a little bit of an almost burnt orange color.
Yeah, it's got some of the usual colors, but there's just something a little different about it.
Absolutely. And then the head dissipates relatively fast, guys. So, all right, let's go ahead and cheers to the smell. All right, what you got?
It's fruity.
All right, what type of fruit notes are you
getting? Definitely a fruity smell. It's a sweet fruity smell. It's a berry, I think.
Okay, it's a berry. Not bad, not bad.
It's not a strawberry. It's a raspberry.
Okay. It's a raspberry smell that you're picking up?
Yeah. So it's definitely a berry fruity smell.
All right. Does it smell like a beer? You know, there's some lady listeners out there. And as a matter of fact, there's a few people out there that will be like, beer all smells the same and beer tastes the same.
Okay.
Does this have a beer fragrance?
No. You know what? By what you just said to me, it's not super yeasty smelling. All I really get is fruit. You kind of get it. After, it's kind of at the back end, you kind of get the beer smell.
Okay.
But it's really fruit is the fruit strongest forward, thing that I get out of it, yeah.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen. All right, so definitely she nailed a few things here. One, there's no yeast present. Two, it has a multi-back finish, which is a sweet fragrance. As far as the fruit that she's getting, you're going to get a couple of stone fruits. You're definitely going to get... I could definitely tell you, you might even get cantaloupe out of this. You might get raspberry. You might even get a little bit of papaya. Or maybe tropical notes such as pineapple, a little citrus due to your yeast and the hops that they're using. But primarily, it does smell like a berry.
Yeah.
There's a nice berry fragrance. And, you know, if she's saying it's raspberry, it does smell like raspberries. But again, I'm trying to give you guys the generalization. We don't want to say, okay, it smells like raspberries. And for some reason, your brain doesn't pick up raspberries. I'm trying to make sure you're on the same page as far as the fragrance goes. But extremely fruit forward with a malty finish, which again is the sweet aspect of the beer. There is no hops present and there is no yeast. Maybe a touch of yeast. But then again, I'm digging. So... it's a little bit there, but overall, you're getting your berries in the front and malt on the end. So let's go ahead and get down to the taste. All right, cheers to that. All right, what you got on the taste? There's definitely some nice notes I'm picking up out of it, but what do you got?
Well, you know, I'm generally not the best at identifying the flavor of something so far.
All right, but what you got?
I could smell berries, but I don't necessarily think I taste any.
Okay, what do you taste? Matter of fact, did you aerate it? Did you kind of put
maybe
some...
maybe I did it.
Did you pull some air in, let it gurgle around? So you want to get yourself a nice, good amount in the mouth. Okay. And then you want to pull air in it to kind of gurgle it around, swish it around. There you go. That nice, good gurgle sound. And what that means, what you're doing is you're basically aerating it, which is releasing minute aquatic particulates to encompass the entire mouth and it's all its nooks and crannies of flavor picker-uppers or your taste buds and all the sensory organs in your mouth. Basically, when you do that, you get a different beer. So what do you have now?
Okay, that's kind of weird. I don't know if that's the power of suggestion.
No, it's science, bitch.
Well, if it's science, you must have read it in a book, bitch. Anyway.
You know I'm blind. They don't have it in Braille Bump Science Magazine.
I'm talking.
Oh, sorry.
This is important. So by aerating it, it got a little bit sweeter.
Okay.
So I actually can taste a berry, but here's the thing. I can't tell you still for sure what berry that was.
All right.
But I definitely, that first taste that I took, it just read like any old beer, nothing really special about it.
Okay.
But following your instructions and aerating it definitely changed the flavor. That's right. Weird that works.
Ladies and gentlemen, this show has been brought to you by Damn Right. You better listen to what I'm saying or you're not going to get the finest qualities of beer around. But that is, again, that's not a real sponsor. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah, whatever. Well, for sure, that works.
Okay.
If people try that, that will definitely work.
Absolutely. So other than that, is it still sweet?
It's sweet. Now, I mean, I don't read sweet like a lot of people, I guess, because I don't know if I'm part ant, part roach. I don't know. I really like sugar. So when you describe things as sweet sometimes, to me, I'm like, yeah, that's not really sweet. Right. So I'm trying to, like, teach myself.
Was it bitter?
It's bitter at the back.
Okay. Okay.
But you definitely, there is some sweetness to it.
Okay.
But, you know, sweet for me is like, when you say sweet, I'm like, oh, chocolate chip cookie sweet. No, it's not like that.
No, that's a fat suggestion.
Okay, well, whatever. I got fat girl problems. Whatever.
No.
So, yeah, it's definitely fruity. There is some sweetness to it.
Okay. All right, guys. For me, this is definitely a malt bomb. There's a lot of sweet going on the back finish. But surprisingly for me, it's a little bitter. There's a little bit of hops going on. I can taste bread, so it's very weedy on this particular item. There's a little bit of yeast going on, but you will pick up the berry if you aerate and if you let the beer warm up. I don't think you're going to pick up anything if this is ice cold. You want to let it warm up, so I would suggest you take the beer and you go ahead and you pour it in a glass and wait about 20 minutes. So right when you get home, crack the beer, pour it in a glass. Doesn't matter if it's in a pint glass, a mug. And just let it sit while you wash your nuts or whatever. And when you come back, the beer will be perfect. And you'll be able to pick up all the things that were suggested on the show. And again, it's a little malty on the back end. It's bitter due to the hops at the forward, but it is berries all the way. And it, to me, tastes like raspberries. As far as now that we're tasting it, because it's 4.2%, you don't really get an alcoholic bite, so a six-pack would do you really nice. I don't know if it would do you in personally. Could you do a six-pack of this?
I don't think... I probably couldn't do a six-pack of anything, because I'd get, like, full before I could even think about it.
There's those fat girl problems again?
Well, you know, you can offer me... If you offer me six cookies, that's different, but six bottles of beer?
That might be a great gimmick. Hi, buy our beer, and we'll give you a bag of cookies.
That would work for me.
Fat-ass brewing company.
Hey, that's pretty good. I'm going to write that down. No, don't be trying to. Yep, I'm writing it. That's mine.
That's dumb as
hell. I could probably finish a bottle of this.
Right.
But I don't think that I could drink a
six-pack. Could you honestly see yourself? Could you see yourself with this particular item? Would you recommend this to people?
Yeah, I would think so. I think if you want something, you know, it's not super strong for me. It's not super strong on any of those things that I associate with just beer. So I think that makes it kind of pleasant. If you don't like something that's like super malty, super yeasty, I think this works.
All right, fair enough. All right, so let's get down to the grade. So those that are just first time listening to us, our grading system is very simple. We like to keep things basic. Zero being the worst. It's crap. It's like, who would drink this? And that comes rare because you got to give everything a chance. It's on the shelf for a reason. Three being, it's just average. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing great about it. It's just, it tastes like something else I've had before. Nothing special. Like most orphans. And then...
So mean.
And I'm just kidding, guys. I'm an orphan myself. So that's why I can joke about these things. And the last part is a 5, meaning it's the shit. It's great. It's outstanding. It's like, you know what? I'm glad I found this beer. I need this in my life. You know what I mean? Like, I trade a bunch of, like, drowned children and go have some more of this.
Like, seriously?
What?
You're a jerk.
Oh, well, hey, there's a warning at the beginning of the show. Hey, it's like opening up Pandora's butthole box. All right, so what do you got and why?
Well, okay, remember that I always play it safe because I'm kind of a wuss. So.
I hate to see how someone offers you, like, hey, let's do anal. But go ahead, let's go ahead and do this.
That's a whole different arena.
No, let's get back to the beer. It's all about the beer because you know why, guys? Beer is what we have in common.
Absolutely. 3.5.
Okay, slightly, but it's a halfway mark above average. Why?
Because I didn't want to spit it out. Because I could definitely...
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're a true lady, you would never spit it out. Continue.
Okay, sometimes it's just bitter and gross.
We're talking about beer, ladies and gentlemen, but go ahead, continue.
Absolutely. This, for me, was actually pretty pleasant. And since I'm not a real hardcore beer drinker yet... I kind of enjoyed this one. It, you know, it's a little bit bitter, but mostly I got fruit from it. So that makes it above average for me.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, for me, this is a Beta. And a long time ago, someone handed me this beer before I became a beer reviewer. I did not like it. I thought there was something off-putting about it and something was wrong. Now that I've trained my palate over the past couple of years, I can see why this has been around, and this has been one of their number one staples. And again, make sure you guys check out Abita at Abita.com. And if I'm saying their website wrong, just type in Abita, A-B-I-T-A. Matter of fact, if you're on the iPhone, ask Siri. And if you're on the Google, just type it in. And that way you'll know everything you need to know about Abita in Louisiana. For me, I want to go ahead and give it a 4. And the reason why I'm giving it a 4 is there is some wonderful aspects about it. It's got a manly sweep to it. So, you know, if people are still being kind of suspects of, oh, that's just too fruity. This beer is like a cider hopped up on like push-ups and meth. It's on bath salts, is what I'm saying. So it's got
steroids.
It's on steroids. It's basically, it's sweet enough to make you go, that's enjoyable, but it's not sweet enough to make you think you're drinking something fruity. But so it's a very nice, as a matter of fact, it doesn't even taste like a shandy. For those that don't know what shandy is, it's basically fruit with beer, kind of like a mimosa. So it's not even that aspect. It's just a nice hint of the sweet, but you still get your beer. So with that said, I want to go, what did I rate it? I rated it a 4. That's right. Just wanted to make sure. And here we go, guys, because on our show, we do not like to get influenced by any scriptures on the bottles. We read it at the end. So that way, it's all about opening the beer and experience it for ourselves without any influence. And it says here, Abita Purple Haze Malt Beverage. That's where the malt is. So.
Okay.
With raspberries added.
Ah,
there
okay.
You go. All right, you guys will be back to set up for the next beer. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, on to number two. If you guys don't know, just open bottle talk. This is a pre-recorded show. And right about now, you guys are pretty much stuck with us till this is over. You can't just stop us. You can't.
What if you like herpes?
Yep.
Awesome.
That's right. The gift that keeps on giving. We just don't want it back because that's just how it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Kelly.
Yeah.
What beer are we going to talk about right now and why did you pick it?
Okay, so I know we have a couple of selections that are non-alcoholic.
Right.
I'm going to pick probably one that I'm not looking forward to again.
Let's get it over with.
We're going to get this one over with here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, she went and picked a non-alcoholic beer. Now, what it means is it's going through the same process. It just is no yeast added to or any ethanol added to give you an alcoholic experience. So right now, we're going to be doing the Reed Stronger Ginger Brew, and this is an all-natural Jamaican-style ginger beer. And the bottle we're working out of is a 7 fluid ounce, and it or 207 milliliters. Let's see here. I'm looking here. Oh, it's 80 calories for this serving. And if you guys want to check these guys out, you guys are enjoying what we're about to talk about, you can check them out at www.reedsinc.com. So that's reedsinc.com. All right, guys, so I'm going to go ahead and crack this open. And it's a little cute little bottle, right?
It's a cute little bottle.
Now, you can usually find this particular item in bars. They make Moscow Mules with it, or there's a couple of, you can actually pour this particular ginger beer in with other beers. So you can make your own type of shandies, half and halves, black velvet. It's like a black velvet is a stout with a cider. A brown and tan is
so there's like actual beer cocktails.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's been around for a while. So we're going to go ahead and get into this and see what it's all about all on its own. And again, it goes through the same process as making beer. So it's called a beer, but it's non-alcoholic because there's no yeast involved that produces the alcohol. All right. So here we go. So what do you think of what it looks like?
It's a pretty kind of, golden, yellowy color.
Showery color?
Golden shower color. I've never had one. Oh. I'd be happy to give you one and we can maybe compare.
You know what? I would be interested, but I'm going to have to just decline your advances. Let's get back to the product.
What?
So what does it look like to you? Without knowing what it is, what is its visual aesthetics to you look like?
Okay, so it looks like flat soda.
Looks like flat soda. I think it looks like Chardonnay without the bubbles.
Not to me.
Like that nice. Well, the color is basically straw. Yeah. Has a nice straw color. If you guys have been around horses, or that's what you feed your victims in the basement, it's got a nice straw color. All right, so let's go ahead and let's get down to the smell of it. Also, to let you guys know, the bubbles are not that vibrant in here. It's absolutely looks like there's no activity going on whatsoever. So let's get down to the smell. Cheers to the smell. What do you got?
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh, goodness.
Wow, that is intense. So what you got?
Ginger.
Man, and it does it smell artificial?
It
smells like
an interesting smell.
Well, if you get anybody who works in the kitchen or ever bought ginger root all day, it smells raw. Yeah. Like it smells. Matter of fact, if you inhale it deeply, it tickles the back of your throat. Mm-hmm. It's there. It's ginger, man.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it smells like ginger snaps. Ginger snaps, ginger candy. It's ginger. It's extremely heavy, but it's not an artificial fragrance. It's very heavy. It's predominant. It's very predominant.
The thing that's weird is that ginger, but for some reason, and it sounds strange because you don't think you can smell sweet. It smells, it's going to sound weird. It smells sticky.
Actually, that is not, you know why it smells sticky?
No.
Because you're actually, when you bring in, you're smelling the water particulates and the mm-hmm. vapors, you're actually feeling the texture in the back of your throat.
That's weird. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why it smells sticky. Okay. Because it actually, you're picking up that texture yeah. through your nose, believe it or
that's
not.
That's so strange.
So, all right, guys, here we go. Oh, boy, this is extremely strong ginger. All right, here we go. Cheers to the taste. Kind of wish we were recording your face, but it's all right. We'll describe it. That's interesting. I'm getting two different flavors out of that. Very, very interesting. For me, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It feels strange in my mouth, though. Yeah, right. I bet you hear women say that all the time.
Not if they're passed out, but go ahead.
It's ginger, definitely, and it's so spicy that it's almost peppery.
Yeah.
I don't find it exceptionally pleasant.
That's why you would use it as a mixer. Moscow Mules.
Okay.
Things like that. It puts that spice
yeah,
in perspective.
Yeah, it's very, very spicy.
Absolutely. I'm actually getting apple with mm-hmm. this. I'm getting some apple. I couldn't tell you which apple, but extremely spicy on the finish.
Yeah.
It's a little ginger forward, but it tastes like a cider and then the ginger put together. Then when you swallow it, spicy all the way. Not a lot of activity on the carbonation.
No.
Very, very subtle. It's there, but it's subtle. Overall, I think it's a ginger beer. I mean, throw some alcohol on it. I think you're pretty much done. Anything else you want to add to on the taste? Huh? The hang time, ladies and gentlemen, is not that long. It's like, I'm going to have me another one. So anything else you got on the taste?
I didn't pick up anything else on the taste. You know, it's just a really unusual thing for me. I don't know what I expected. I think I expected it because it's ginger beer. I probably thought it was going to be more bubbly and probably be more like soda.
Right.
And it really isn't.
Yeah, welcome to the world of beer. See? Yeah, try to tell you it's the same process and all that stuff. All right, so let's get down to the skinny. What's your grade and why? Oh, wait, would you share this with someone?
Maybe if they said they had a stomach ache.
Oh, nice, a good aperitif. That'll work. All right, what's your grade and why? You got to be honest. No faking the funk here.
I can't. It's not like I want to fake the funk. It's that it's really hard when I've never had ginger anything except for like ginger ale, like soda.
Okay.
And I have no baseline for this, and so that always makes me stick like right around like a 3, and I hate to always play it safe.
Well, hold on now. Wait a minute. You said like ginger ale, right?
Yeah.
Now,
but I like ginger ale.
Right, but compare that ginger aspect to this, is this more or less than an actual ginger ale?
Oh, way, way more.
So it's a very, it's much more intense on
far,
the ginger.
Far, far more intense. Okay. Yeah, okay. Far more intense. And for me, that makes it actually rather unpleasant by okay. itself. I don't know if maybe it would mix well. So I would say a 3 just because I'm sure there are lots of things you could do with it, mm-hmm. But I would not want to just drink it on its own.
Okay, so 3. All right, for me, guys, I'm just going to go ahead and put a 3 as well. I don't see everybody enjoying this on its own, but as a mixer, absolutely. But a couple things. One, it doesn't come off artificial. Extremely spicy on the end. So those that like spicy beers, this would be good for you, especially if you're the person who has to be the designated driver. I would say go ahead and grab some reeds, and because you like the spice and you like ginger ales and you just want to just look cool with a little tiny baby bottle in your hand. Because again, this is a 7 fluid ounce bottle or 207 mLs. So, and again, guys, if you guys really want to do learn more from reeds, check them out at www.reedsinc.com. All right, so we're going to go ahead and we'll be right back, guys, for the next beer. All right, Kelly, in a moment here, are you looking forward to any of the last three? We're going to go ahead and be back, and you'll know exactly your answer in just a moment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, guys. If you guys don't know, by now it's the Open Bottle Talk. We have Kelly here, longtime newbie.
Long time newbie.
All right. So what is our next beer that we are going to do, Kelly?
The next beer we're going to do is this one.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And the beer that we are going to be doing is Pyramid Robust Porter. This is a 12 ounce fluid. So it's a regular bottle, guys. It is coming in at a 6% alcohol by volume. And these guys are right out of Seattle, Washington, here in the United States. If you guys want to check these guys out, they're at www.pyramidbrew.com. All right, so let's see here. I think that's about it that we're going to talk about on that. What are your thoughts on that? How does that look to you?
Well, it's not like a really pretty color, but pyramids are cool.
Okay.
I like Egyptian things.
All right. That's it. That's just Egyptian. It's not pretty.
Well, you know.
No, I don't know. That's why I asked.
Well, you know, there's just nothing about the label that catches my eye.
So you would just kind of pass this one up?
Yeah, well, most likely. Unless for some reason I was just in sort of an Egypt kind of mood.
An Egypt type of mood.
Sure, I guess it could happen.
Could you elaborate on that, please? Not really. I'm not the only person here who's like, what the fuck is an Egyptian mood?
Well, see, as a female, I reserve the right to change my mind at any given moment about any given thing. So I could be anywhere and all of a sudden I could think about Egypt.
At what point did this show ever become basic? That was some basic bitch shit.
I guess that I am just a basic bitch. You know what's really cool about basic bitches?
Oh, God. Here we go. Ready?
We have a really broad fan base. You'd be amazed.
Really? There's like a basic bitch fan club?
Absolutely. And I would be the president.
You really would?
Absolutely.
That is some shit basic bitches would say. All right, so let's get down to the beer. What does it look like to you?
Coffee.
It looks like coffee. All right. Yeah. The head's holding up very well. This one has not dissipated at all. It is standing tall. We're looking at about half an inch here. And it is slowly dissipating. It looks almost like a Guinness head. Definitely coffee.
Yeah, looks like coffee.
Yeah, this is pitch black, ladies and gentlemen. That is due to your malts. I guess that's it. It looks like coffee with like a soda head on it. You know what I mean? You know what it looks like if I can give you a visual? If you ever made a root beer float and how that head sits up?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, guys, let's go ahead and get down to the smell. What you got?
Coffee.
It smells like coffee. It smells like coffee and beer. Okay.
That's yeast. Something.
Something. Okay. A little perplexing on the nose to you, huh?
Oh, well, mostly coffee.
Okay. Does it smell complex, though? Is there other things going
There's
on?
There's something else, but it's just coffee is the predominant thing for me.
Okay. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm smelling Baker's chocolate. I'm smelling watered-down black coffee. It also smells extremely thick, and it smells super, super malty, like roasted malt. Not as far as the sweet, but as far as, like, grains go. You know what I mean? Like roasted grains. So, all right, let's get down to the taste. Mm. And this is the part I'm waiting to see. Go ahead. And as I've always told all of my friends and victims, just go ahead and put it in your mouth. Try not to spit. Ladies and gentlemen, she is lingering. She's lingering, ladies and gentlemen. This is like prom night all over again for her. Thinking about it. It's in her hand, ladies and gentlemen. It's in her hand.
This is prom night. I'd have been done already.
Hey, but anyway, she has it in her hand, guys, and it has not even been in her mouth. Come on, put it in your mouth.
You know, you don't want to put something in your mouth when you don't enjoy the smell. Just a little hint for all you men out
there. Hey. The first lick is always sour. Go ahead. Nah. Get a little more than that. You can't really get... Guys, she just put her tongue in the cup. No, 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 no. Get a little bit more than that.
No, I got a mouthful.
Oh, you did. That just putting your tongue on it.
I'm talented.
That ain't talent, baby. That's just being scared.
I want to ask somebody.
I don't want to talk to anyone that's like, yeah, put your tongue on it. And then, oh, no, 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 no. So what you got?
Okay.
What's the matter?
And it's just bitter. It is like, oh.
Oh, this is a wonderful. When they say robust porter, ladies and gentlemen, it is.
Robust porter is code for ass.
No, whoa, 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 whoa. You're looking at this all. Okay, why does it look like you're having an aneurysm? Come on, it is not that bad. Wow, okay.
I would give this to somebody that I didn't like.
Okay, so this is a hateful beer. Well, describe what you're going through. They don't understand that they can't physically see your
right,
your
they
afflictions.
Can't physically see. Okay, here's the deal. Right? It's just that it's bitter. And when something is so overwhelmingly bitter for me, I can't.
What type of bitter are we talking? Okay, but what else? Okay, what type of bitter are we talking? You're a coffee drinker. Is it like coffee, like black coffee? What can you place the flavor of this bitterness of?
I mean, you know what? Maybe I could equate it to black coffee, but exceptionally strong.
Okay.
Black coffee. So strong because I can handle some black coffee. This is just too bitter. It's not. There's nothing
so
mellow
too,
about it
so,
at all.
So we'll say, for argument's sake, too much coffee. Like
yeah,
black
too,
coffee.
Really, I said, like I said, super
matter of fact,
strong.
Could you say espresso?
Espresso? Like if you burned it.
Ah, okay, okay.
It's like acrid. It's a really, yeah, I don't think okay. It's not pleasant.
Just, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to make sure you guys understood that she goes, I don't like it, it's bitter. She's got to come correct with how the bitter is. You know what I mean? We got to give you that great description. For me, guys, I enjoy dark beers. This is coffee all day, but the finish is bittersweet chocolate, baker's chocolate.
I didn't get sweet at all.
Well, that's what I'm saying about that chocolate aspect. More of the bean itself.
Okay.
Doesn't have to necessarily be sweet, but as far as chocolate, it's present. But it's not the chocolate most people would associate with. At the same time, it's extremely creamy. It's very refreshing. If you're a person who's into their dark porters or their English porters, this will be where you need to be. Because it is bitter. It's not as sweet as you would think it is, but it's very classic. This definitely deserves to be warmed up. Put it in a glass, wait 40 minutes, you're ready to go with this. And that'll heighten all the notes of coffee, whichever element of coffee that would be, all the way down to any element of non-sweet chocolate. That would be your cocoa bean, cocoa powder, baker's chocolate, things of that nature. But those are still technically on the sweet end. They're just not like what we think of like dark chocolate or milk chocolate or semi-sweet chocolate. That's not what's there. But when I say there's chocolate, it's there. It's chalky. I don't know if you rubbed your teeth. That's why I said if you had a little bit more, you would have rubbed your teeth. It has that cocoa powder aspect, you know, when you're tasting something, it's that grit that goes on and a little bit of drying. So there's some drying aspects at the end.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Would you try another sip and aerate it?
Just to give it an answer? I thought I did aerate it. I'll try it, but I gotta tell you.
Give it an old college try. Come on. You can do it. No, you haven't heard that more than once. Come on.
You'd be surprised.
You can do it. Come on. There you go. There it is. How about this second go? What you got for me? For me, on my second go, Tootsie Roll. I got an old, outdated Tootsie Roll. Not to say it's a bad thing.
That does not, like,
really sound awesome. Look. Have you ever went over to someone's house and they had candy in the dish?
Yeah.
And it was, like, that hard style
It's like Tootsie Halloween, Roll? Halloween candy.
In
like,
April?
Yeah.
And you eat it anyway because you wanted it, and it has that weird aftertaste.
It's got a dusty taste.
Yeah, there you go. So that's just another good analogy of what's going on here. But what do you have now that you've done the second go? What you got?
I'm really trying to pick up a little of this, like, baker's chocolate because I do understand what you mean. I guess my palate just isn't ready to get past the bitter.
Okay.
And I honestly have, like, I feel like I have coffee breath.
There you go.
Like, that's all I have in my mouth.
Fair enough. The rest of the people here in the room feel the same way.
Yeah.
We just didn't know to put it as coffee. But now that we have a name for it, that's
great.
Got
a Tic Tac?
No, ma'am. We have beer. All right. So so how do you feel about it after the second time? Is it as harsh as the
first? It is as harsh for me.
Okay.
This is, like I said, because I'm learning about beer, I would just imagine that most people don't come to beer and get this and go, oh, that's it. That's the one. This has got to be sort of an acquired taste, I would
think. Yeah, this would be. This would either, you either like it or you don't, yeah, type aspect. Or what you're doing is now, the next time, if you ever come across this, I'm sure you'd, by the time you come back to this particular beer, mm-hmm, you've already tried multiple dark ones, and then you'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, so here comes the moment of truth, ladies and gentlemen. What is your grade and why?
Okay.
Don't hurt them.
I never want to be unfair, but I can really, so we're talking about my personal experience with this Pyramid Robust Porter. This is like a one for me because I would just never, I just would not imagine that I'm going to go back to this and go, I picked this, I want to drink this tonight. That's
And
just not
why would it be a one for you? What's the main thing that sticks out most
about
it?
It's just bitter.
Well, when you say bitter, what is that aspect of the bitter that we're talking about? What's the off?
It's nasty. It's unpleasant. It's bitter.
But what's the flavor profile of it? You can't just say it's bitter.
But I've said coffee multiple times.
Well, then so still tell them.
It's a coffee. It's like drinking black coffee. Okay, I don't drink coffee without putting a bunch of stuff in it. I would, you know what, if you want to give me, you want to give me some caramel.
You have to think about who we're doing this for.
I'll
you have to think about who we're doing this for.
Give me some caramel sauce and some cream.
Why would you
a beer macchiato or something? It's just too harsh.
It's not
a
bad idea.
It's just
overbearing. It's too strong.
For me.
So that's what I'm asking. Like, when I say why, you got to be like, well, it's too much coffee. It's too much damn coffee. That's what we're trying. Thank you. God. Ladies and gentlemen,
shut up.
I can't. It's a talk show. You can't do that.
People don't know that even when this show is done, you just won't stop talking.
Wow, interesting. All right, well, we should have some more Robust Porter while I continue
talking.
All right, guys, for me, I'm going to give this I'm actually going to rate this extremely high. I want to go with a 4.2. Mm-hmm. One, this is an acquired taste. This particular flavor profile is primarily 90% coffee, 10% chocolate, however you look at it, except for the sweet elements of chocolate. At the same time, it's very thick like Guinness. I would say this would go very well with a lot of people are getting into the stout floats. I would say this is thick enough to run it as a porter float with vanilla ice cream. It's a different, I know it looks, she's making this, I just shit it on myself look, and I hope no one notices.
Why would you mess up ice cream like that?
But it's really good because it has that sweet, savory aspect. So that would be the best thing like
that.
So I would say that now, is this for this particular porter, is this for everybody? No. Again, if you're a type of person who likes coffee flavor in your beers, go ahead and get the Pyramid Robust Porter. And again, if you guys want to check these guys out, it is at www.pyramidbrew.com. All right. We're going to go ahead and reset for the next beer or non-alcoholic beer. Give us a moment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to embark on the last two beers.
Woo-hoo.
All right, Kelly.
Yes.
What do we got? Which one do you want to do?
Bundaberg?
Bundaberg from Australia. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a non-alcoholic beer. And this is their new Bundaberg root beer. Normally they do other things, and we're not going to talk about that. But if you guys want to check these guys out, you guys can definitely look for it. Hold on. We're going to find it. There it is. You guys can check them out at www.bundaberg.com, and that's spelled BUNDABERG.com. This is a product of Australia, non-alcoholic, but for this one bottle, which is a 12.7 barrel fluid ounce bottle. This is a barrel style. Very stubby and fat. It's 190 calories for the one bottle. Now, the cool part about this particular brewery is, in Australia, they're very strict about their drinking policies. So, basically, it's like 0.07 when you blow on their breathalyzer.
Okay.
And that's equivalent to about maybe one beer or a beer and a half. You blow over it, you're arrested. So over there, they're very, very strict on making sure that when you go out and drink, you have a designated driver. So Bundaberg said, how do we fix this? Well, they make ginger beer and all that good stuff. And let me just get this top off. There we go. It's a pull top. So they said, well, for the DD, let's make some items that don't taste commercial or gimmicky Let's make some true ginger beers, root beers. So that way, while you're out and about with your friends and you're the DD, you're not left out of the beer experience. You just don't have the alcohol.
So, again, what makes this different from, like, A&W root beer is the process.
Is the process. And okay. Since I've never even had this, it'll be the first time for me.
Okay.
I guarantee you it should also be a big difference. It shouldn't be
it's
like...
It's not going to taste like soda.
It should taste like a carbonated beverage.
Right.
But and I'm guessing with these guys, it should taste more like sarsaparilla, which is more rooty, yeah. Rooty beer taste. You'll see. So yeah. Let's go ahead and give it to you here. We'll give it to you in this glass. All right. So definitely this is a non-alcoholic item, guys. And Bundaberg is from Australia. So make sure you guys check a look at these guys. All right, Kelly. What do we got visually?
Well,
I mean, I can actually smell it from here, actually.
Yeah, I cannot. But it's a really dark kind of a chocolate brown color.
Okay.
It's darker than what I remember. Like, I don't drink a whole lot of soda. It's darker than what I remember, like a regular commercial type root beer soda.
Okay. So. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it just looks like a very. It has some red tint to it when you look at it in the light.
A little bit, yeah.
But it's damn near pitch black. So let's go ahead and get down to the smell. All right, so here we go. What you got, Kelly, on this Bundaberg non-alcoholic root beer? Interesting analogy.
You know what? Here's the deal. You guys can't see me, but I'm smelling it like multiple times. All that means is I'm not really getting anything like immediately, but you know, I'm not some expert like over here like he is.
Why are you pointing the other way? I'm over here.
Shut up. It smells like root beer soda to me. It doesn't. I'm not picking up anything like special. So sometimes I'm really kind of trying to pick up something else. But I'm not.
All right. Does it smell artificial? You know, there's no.
It doesn't smell artificial. It smells like soda. It smells like I'm thinking that when I taste this, it's gonna taste like just root beer soda.
All right. It does have a root beer. It has a root beer barrel smell to it, like the candy.
I remember that.
That's what it smells like. But it's not artificial. It smells definitely like all the ingredients you put in there for root beer. I don't know what it is, but it smells fresh. Doesn't smell like I waited a while and then ta-da, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get down to the taste. I don't know about you, but that's fucking good. That's good.
Interesting.
Why? Do tell.
It's a pleasant taste, right? It's not as carbonated, right? Because again, I'm going to compare it to like, you know, A&W, like the commercial kind of root beers that you usually would buy. And I realize it's not that, but that's what it smelled like. But it's not nearly as carbonated. It's a really smooth taste. It's really good, really pleasant. It's just doesn't have a lot of bubbles.
Right. It's not very carbonated.
Mm-mm.
I'm actually picking up a couple things. I can actually taste like wood a little bit, something woodsy,
mm-hmm.
like a barrel taste action going on. Also, it's very sticky. It's very robust and sticky.
It feels sweet.
And but it
tastes sweet. Sweet.
Yeah, it feels sweet. And then the finish, it tastes like sugar cane.
A little bit
of that sugar cane action on the back. But overall, it won't be like a root beer. It's more of a sarsaparilla. And sarsaparilla has more of an earthy tone to it. This has, for me, it has some earth tones to it. And it's really good.
It is. Honestly, it is really good. I'm almost having a hard time describing it. It's not like anything that I can reach for to compare it to. This is not soda. This is not beer. This is something else entirely, but I really do like it.
All right. So would you recommend this to anybody? And would you pick this up again?
I would recommend it. I think it's an awesome idea if the point of this is, you know, for like a designated driver who's not really doing the alcohol thing. I think this is a really pleasant substitute. So yeah, I would recommend it, and yeah, I would also pick it up again quite often. I am the designated driver. I would pick this item up.
Oh, nice. Okay, so what's your grade and why?
Well, this is pretty easy for me, like to give it like a 4. Again, so I'm still kind of being safe with it. But it's definitely it's really good to me. I would definitely drink it again.
Okay, but why is it?
It's a 4 because it's different, because it's not beer. It's not like soda. It has a really unusual kind of taste and feel for me. So I'm purely giving it a 4 because it really is different from anything that I've ever had.
Nice. For me, I'm going to go with a 4 as well, but I'm going to go a different way. I think it's really nice, and from what I was informed about how these guys produce their items for the designated driver, I think that's really commendable, and that's awesome. What I most like about it is it has a natural feel to it. It tastes as if it's on its own. It's like, okay, is this what root beer should taste like? No, I prefer sarsaparilla over root beer because of the earth tones. It's more earthy, a little more spice. But this is perfect. Like, if you had to think of root beer, this is like, okay, here's the barrel. We uncorked it, and then you just pour it out and drink. And you don't really need a lot of carbonation to really enjoy this. This beer, I'm going to say it's a beer, but this root beer, it's not an alcoholic root beer, is a sipper. I don't think you should down this at all. It's that good. I almost killed it. I've got way less than she does. And again, guys, if you guys want to check these guys out, check out www.bundaberg.com, and they're out of Australia. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get down. In a moment here, we're going to reset, and we'll be right back. All right, guys, we are down to the last item on this shit show of a roller coaster called Open Bottle Talk with
Kelly
and Key from Open Bottle Society. All right, Kelly.
Yes?
So far, everything, are you having a good time with all these wonderful items that you picked out?
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Wonderful. And when everybody's done with this particular podcast, where should they go?
They should go to obsbeers.com.
You're saying it like it's a question.
Well, there's a couple other places they could go.
But I'm still trying to go over the fact that you asked it as a question.
Well, because wanted to make sure I said what you wanted me to say.
Whoa, you have to, no, you're on your own on that one. No, don't put that on me. But what I want you to put on everybody right now is, what's the last item?
That's what you want me to put on everybody?
Uh-huh. Whatever you do after the show is on your own.
All right, then.
We pay by the quarters. Listen, go ahead.
Woodchuck. That's Bear it. Cider.
Okay, I'm like, woodchuck. Bear cider. All right, let me see the bottle.
Here.
Okay, so we've got a, like she said, a woodchuck. This is a hard cider, all right? I mean, this is a 4% alcohol by volume. This is a 12 fluid ounce bottle. And these guys are, it's handcrafted in Vermont. And if you guys want to check these guys out, I am actually looking. Oh, it's also gluten-free. If you guys wanted to know, you can definitely search these guys up at woodchuck.com. Or if that URL does not work, just type in woodchuck, WOODCHUCK, and go ahead and look them up on either Ask Your Series. Is it Series or is it just Siri?
Siri?
I think that's her.
You're not an Apple person, huh? Siri.
I eat them. We're about to drink them. So you can check out Siri, ask her woodchuck, or get on your Google and type it in. And again, this is actually a gluten-free item. And this one actually is rather low for woodchuck at 4%. Most of their ciders are considered at 5%. And also, do you know what a pear cider is actually called?
No.
It's called a Perry. So if you're ever out there and you get like a Perry beer, it's automatically pear.
Oh, yep.
So,
okay.
Yep. So this is a nice another word for that. So, okay, I'm going to pour this one for me because I'm going to be greedy. I've been pouring them all first for you all night.
I thought it was ladies first. What the hell, man?
Yeah, if ladies ever showed up, I'd absolutely do it. Yeah, all right.
I am not a lady. Damn right.
Mm-mm. All right. So, let's talk about the aesthetics, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get you guys out of here.
It's kind of champagne-y looking.
Kind of
champagne? Yeah, color-wise, yeah. Kind of that color. Really kind of a light color. Okay. Yeah, kind of reminds me of like champagne or like white wine.
Yeah, it's got a little, the bubbles are moving very nice. It's very visually aesthetic. Kind of like dry straw color. To be honest, it looks like pear juice.
Okay.
Looks like apple juice, pear juice, super filtered. You can definitely, we can see the floor. We can see through it. I'm looking at her face and oh God. All right, so.
Lucky man.
No. All right, cheers to the smell. What you got?
Pear.
That's it? Just pear? Nothing else?
It's fruity.
All right. Can you smell a texture with it? Does it smell sticky, wet, refreshing?
No, it does not.
Smells dry. To me, it smells dry.
It's got a dry smell. I was going to say, it does definitely not wet and not sticky. I guess, you know what, dry. But yeah, I just get fruit. And
any particular fruit? Now, is it pear? Is it a pear fragrance?
I think it's a pear fragrance.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not like apple, which is the cider that I'm used to drinking.
Yeah, it's absolutely. It's 100% hands down, you guys. Definitely pear. Whatever pear that you're into. I know there's several different varietals of pear, but it is pear, but not like the cocktail syrup kind of, and those fruit, the Mott's fruit things.
And
the fruit
yeah, no, it's
none
not,
of that, none of that
syrupy.
Right there. No, it's got a natural fragrance with a little bit of alcohol in the end. You can definitely know that this is an alcohol beverage. Matter of fact, it smells like almost like a Moscato. It has like that sweet Moscato smell. All right, guys, we're gonna get down to the taste. Yep, definitely. I've got dry. So I'm going to let the lady of the house go ahead and describe what she's got.
I would say dry is right. There's like, when you swallow, there's like nothing left, if that makes any sense. Like there's nothing that lingers after you swallow. Tastes like pear. It's a little bit bubbly like a lot of ciders are. Not sweet though. Not super sweet at all. It's really good. I really like it.
Nice. For me, guys, as far as going in, I'm going for another one here. It's got a nice soft body to it. It almost has a less consistency of milk. So it's not watery, but it's not thick and creamy. It's right there where I assume cider should be. It also has, it has the pear throughout the whole entire thing. But when you swallow, when you finish it, the finish is dry, but the hang time is rather long, for about 10-15 seconds. On this particular item, you don't taste the ABV. It doesn't even taste alcoholic, but it doesn't taste girly. It doesn't taste...
It's a good balance.
Yeah, it doesn't taste sweet, sweet, but it has that savory, sweet balance. And this is almost like a grown folks cider. Like, someone go break out the Perry. Like, you have like a 8-course meal... And someone go bring out the woodchuck Perry.
Like a dressed up cider.
Yeah, this is a dressed up cider. Absolutely. So Kelly, how do you feel about this particular beer? Would you share this with anyone? Would you get it again?
I would get it again, and I'm not sharing.
You're not sharing.
I like this a lot. Yeah, I'm not going to share it.
Why do you like it?
Because for lots of reasons, but mainly because it doesn't taste like alcohol.
Okay.
It's just, this is one of those things that I can drink, end of a work day type of thing. It's not, I don't think it's going to bother me. I'm not going to have a hangover. I could drink a couple of these and I'm kind of a lightweight. So it's just a really good balanced, flavor. Like I said, not too sweet. It's really pleasant.
Okay. Now what's your score on this and why, other than what you just said?
Other than what I just said. Okay. Well, it's a 4.5.
Wow, it's pretty high.
It's really high for me because I'm likely to go buy this, like, if not tonight, tomorrow. Okay. I enjoyed it that much, and I've never had this before. And I've tried some ciders, but most of them have been apple and some other fruit flavors, and sometimes they're really too sweet. This is really, really pleasant, and like I said, really well balanced.
Okay. For me, I'm going to go with just a 4. And the reason why I'm going to go 4 is everybody could like this. Everyone will take this out of your fridge. And if you're a person who wants to get into ciders but think the misconception of ciders is they're too sweet, this has got enough sweetening to it that it's not going to scare you. And you'll be like, oh, if this is what ciders are about, what other ciders are there? So this is a great transition.
It's a gateway cider.
It is a gateway cider. Now, here's the cool part. On the other spectrum, if you're trying to get off of ciders and you're trying to get into different things, such as framboise, sours, lambics and things like that, this would transition you because it's not that sweet. It still has some twang to it that you can transition into other beers. So I'd say 4 for this. This is really good. And again, make sure you guys, because there's no website on the bottle. I'm over here making up shit. You guys can definitely ask your Siri on your Apple products or your Google search. Look up Woodchuck. One word. All right, guys. And this is their pear at 4%. Alcohol by volume. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go ahead and reset and wrap up the show. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We want to say thank you guys for hanging out with us on today's exciting episode of Open Bottle Talk with Kelly and Key. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Kelly.
Yes.
Out of all these beers that we had,
yeah.
What's your favorite?
That's kind of a tie, I guess, between the last two things. Because I really enjoyed the pear cider and I really enjoyed the root beer.
Okay.
That was awesome as well.
All right. What was the most unique one you had?
Oh, easily for me, the root beer was the most unique because it wasn't soda and it wasn't beer. It was something completely different for me.
All right, let's go on the other side. What was the worst one you had?
Oh, wow. That.
Out of all of them.
The porter.
The porter was the worst one, huh?
It was, you know why? And it's not to say something that's really nasty. It was the most unpleasant for me. Just because I simply didn't enjoy the taste of it.
All right, cool. Now, we're going to go ahead and end it with this. Is there something that you took away from all of this today? Seeing that you're getting into this, anything that you learned about yourself or learned from this experience?
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, like I said, going back to the root beer item, my experience with root beer is the 2-liter bottles that you buy in the grocery store. So I was not even aware that there were these other products that existed. And I don't know if there are very many of them or not, but now I would look for others to try.
Okay. So, all right, you guys, we're going to go ahead and check you guys next time here on Open Bottle Talk. And again, beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
And make sure you check us out at obsbeers.com.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.